We're still talking about the gift of faith from 1 Corinthians 12. And fundamentally, the gift of faith causes something to transpire. It causes the life of Christ to be an ever-present reality. He never, ever, there's never a time in which you're not conscious of His presence. And if there is a time when you're not conscious of it, that's the time, that's the signal for repentance. Now, for some of you, that means you're going to have to repent about 350,000 times a day because your minds are distracted so that you don't believe that there is any reality. You may believe that there's a Christ, that someday when you do something, or someday He's going to do something for you, or, you know, but that's just crazy. This thing, this gift of faith, causes the recognition that He is always the ever-present and only reality in your life. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then we got a problem. If you only think about Him when, during Bible study, or if you only consider Him when He's got a problem, then we've got a problem. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to make it any more clear that you are the Antichrist, that you are the mortal enemy of the living God. And it's an illusion. Because there's somebody masquerading as you. You have never existed. You've invented yourself 1,000,000 times over, trying to find a purpose, trying to find a function. And this anti-Christ, the instead of Christ, has been masquerading as you. And you think you have free will, and you think you have rights, and you think you have goals and ambitions, and you think you have things going on, and you think you have troubles. And every time the I motive becomes the subject of your sentence, that separates you from the power of God. Now, the I motive can be, I am doing something for somebody, or I am doing something important. The I motive doesn't have to be our normal definition of self-seeking. But the awareness of self is what is the primary enemy of faith. Faith says, I'm seated with Him. I've been perfected by one offering. All things are existent for my purpose. I own all things. All of history and all of the Bible is there to reveal so that nothing is unexpected will happen. How long does that consciousness last? Or does it? Let's go to Colossians, chapter 1. Verse 23. Well, let's start in verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things to Himself. By Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. The only place that you're an enemy is your mind. Now, what is the wicked work? The wicked work is self-concern, self-awareness, the great transgression. Yet now hath He reconciled. The word reconciled means exchanged. There's been an exchange. By the act of being born again, if you have come to the end of yourself, then He is there. And your life has been exchanged for His. You finally recognize that you're not going to, but this whole thing about your life, hey, you've been deceived just as the evil one has deceived the entire world. Oh my God, I never did have a life. I never did have anything real taking place in me. All my thoughts and dreams were air. Well, maybe some of you had a life. To hear you talk, it sounds like. Oh, well, the reason I'm like this is because of that. No. Mommy wasn't nice to me. Daddy abandoned me. I was fat. Kids picked on me. I had big ears. I had red hair. I was short. I was skinny. You don't understand what I went through as a child. You don't know how afraid I was of my father. You don't know what demands they made on me. It's all gone. It served its purpose. There either is a new life or there is no life. What? Why are you smiling at me?
Smile for emphasis.
It's an emphasis smile? I see.
Punctuation.
Now yet hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. The reason you're holy, unblameable, and unreprovable is because of Him. If you continue in the faith, the faith, the faith, the faith, the faith. What is the faith? That's what we've been talking about for 3 weeks. The faith causes you to have a shift of your point of view. You no longer look at life from your perspective. Life, instead of being concerned with any kind of activity whatsoever, what am I going to do about this, what am I going to do about that, it changes to an awareness of receptivity. There's only Him. Does anybody doubt that you've invented yourself? I mean, you can't, if you have any intellectual integrity, you can't doubt that. Do you have any doubts about that, Ken? That you've invented yourself?
My only doubt is when I quit it.
When you quit?
Or if I ever quit it, or if I'm going back and forth with it, trying to tell myself and repenting, or trying to, that's my doubt. That I can invent myself, yes. That I probably will in 2 hours for a second try to invent myself and try to repent it, yeah. That's where I am.
But fundamentally, you don't doubt that you, up till this point in time, you have invented who you think you are. Does anybody doubt that? Harry, do you doubt that?
No, I doubt that.
Bojo, do you doubt that? Think about it. You've invented what makes you mad. You've invented what you like. You've invented the way you think things should be. You've invented the way you think things ought to be. The way you think things didn't happen the way you think things weren't. Everything about your perception of the universe was invented by you. Right? Then who is your God? If you read this Bible from Genesis to Malachi, you will see that every possible condition of Israel in relationship to the world. You will see the you understand? I mean, this is this great God that we serve. That there were innumerable times when Israel was told to destroy every man, woman, and child in a particular tribe. Wipe out, destroy, kill, erase. Why? Because God is cruel. It was to protect the integrity of the seed, the promise made to Abraham. Now that hasn't changed. And if you mix with your flesh, you're back at battle with Edom. If you're going in Babylon, then you're living in cause and effect. If you're trying to get it right and get to the best of the things, then you're back in Egypt trying to get to the land of Goshen. It's all there. If you only open your eyes, you can see the stupidity and the mistakes constant over and over and over again that Israel made, so you don't have to do it. All he's waiting for is a people that will sit down and be at rest and see it's finished. Without exercising themselves, without gadding about to change themselves. And the gift of faith, if apprehended, is in its effect on the universe is 10 billion times stronger than any nuclear weapon or thermonuclear weapon. The gift of faith can exercised by a body of people is more powerful than the universe itself. That means that your willingness to leave self and live in that gift of faith has ramifications that are beyond your comprehension. They affect the stars. It affects everything. Except this stupid cough.
What's the thing in, I guess, Jeremiah or something? Or, so every idol is made by men's hands to for some gain. It's like we think, well, something.
Right. It's always
it, so we make it up, and put it together.
If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope, the resurrection of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister or a servant, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is lacking or behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill this word of God. You fulfill the word of God not by doing anything. You fulfill or test, if you will, the word of God by a constant abandonment of self, knowing that nothing is ever going on with you. You continued with him in his test. You are just the vessel. Your only concern is receptivity. Have I forgotten this next verse? Next, listen. Even to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from all ages and all generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you've got to hear this once and for all time, that according to the grace and mercy and laws of God, he cannot nor will he fight your efforts. He won't fight your efforts at understanding. He'll let you go on and on until you just get... He won't fight your efforts of trying to get it right. He'll let you go on and on and try to get it right. He won't fight any kind of internalized effort, because he's waiting for you to be willing, because you have been humbled. If you have any integrity whatsoever, you've been humbled by what the world has done to you thus far. You've been emptied. And now he's waiting for an empty vessel that he might live. Now his humility is so total that he will never, ever, ever fight your effort. Now, can that grab you? And so all of these trips that you go on in your mind, all of the judgments, all of the plans, all of the ideas, he's not going to bless them, because they're already cursed. They can lead only to corruption, because you're sowing to the flesh, therefore of the flesh you will reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit by the recognition of this gift of faith, and therefore you abandon yourself. If this isn't interesting to you, if this is not something you want, if you're not ready for it, then you should go somewhere else. But do it quickly so you can find out for yourself that all human effort, all of your ideas, all of your plans, all of your ambitions are less than dust in the wind, until you can finally come to the realization of Jesus Christ in you, the only hope of glory. And you stop waiting for something else to happen. Do you understand he's not going to fight your efforts? Does that really get you somewhere? To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, if this isn't true, if the only thing that's necessary is your abandonment of self and the recognition of this gift of faith, which is really Jesus in you believing in himself, if anything else is necessary, then it is absolutely, perfectly, totally impossible to present anyone perfect in Christ. That we may present every man perfect in Christ, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. It's mighty enough so I never again can doubt it. Now, the only reason that it's not working mightily in you is because you're still trying. And every time that there's this deal of trying to get it right, trying to understand, trying to do something so you can get credit, trying, the moment you try, then the reward is not reckoned of grace, but it becomes a debt. And if it's a debt, it'll weigh you, it's a debt that's sufficient enough to destroy you. It's either total freedom, light as a feather, everything is perfect, or you've got more work to do than you could ever dream of. You're seated with Him in heavenly places. You own all things. All things exist for your purpose. Now you are complete in Him. Now the kingdom of God is here. If you need something else, you're saying that the sacrifice wasn't enough. We're too busy living our own lives to understand, to see. That's the way it's been since the beginning of time. This is the mystery that was revealed in Cain and Abel, the first children. This was the mystery revealed in Eve. Do you understand if Adam hadn't taken Eve's advice, the forgiveness was still lying at the door, the sin offering was still lying at the door? Do you understand how many times His grace is always there in your life? I had this massive, thing that happened when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me in 1972. And then in 1980, when I was held hostage, a gun in my mouth, and I knew I was going to die, and I accepted that death, then it happened again, except it was this time it was like in Technicolor or something. I don't know how to explain it. But there is no doubt. There's no... Nobody ever believes me when I tell them this, but I haven't learned anything since the day I became a believer. Well, that makes you special, and that means it's not for me. And no, I was like one of the spies. I went in, and I'm telling you, the land is wonderful. The giants, these things in your mind, are our food. Don't worry. There's nothing to be concerned about. There's nothing to give any importance to. There's no problem, no issue, no concern that is even worth a half of a breath. You're perfect. Just as you are by His one offering. You are complete. You own all things. You need nothing. The only thing He wants you to do is rest in peace and joy and live by the same mercy you've received and the same forgiveness you've received. Anybody understand me? Can anybody say amen?
This thing, the scripture where it says the glory of Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the explanation of why the hope is a present thing. It's this person that's presently in us.
Amen.
Rather than something that's...
Any expectation or want for some good thing to come is... is the sin that crucified Christ for you again. Can you see why, after all of this, you've heard this, you've seen it, I know you have, or you wouldn't be here, that it really is finished? That all things are under Him? All things are perfect? Everything in the universe is exactly as it should be? We run down to Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. And we rest. All righty. Anybody have any response? Chew on only it, only him. Get from him alone, get your sustenance.
The spy seeing the land is already theirs and get the faith.
Yeah.
It's like me being concerned about the next moment. If I know God is not forsaken there, he's already there, it's already taken care of.
That's why you give no thought to it. Anybody else? All righty. Take it, big guy.